game show. We begin our visit now with the coaches this afternoon. We talk with Coach Caleb Lemke of the HGRS Titans. First, Coach, your kids are coming in here, 2 wins, 3 losses on the year. Tough loss last week to Johns County Central. We talked earlier this week about little things making the difference in a football game. You get beat by what looks like a big margin, and you take away little things that happened in that ball game that went against your team. That's a very competitive, close ball game.
Yeah, the last 3 games are kind of misleading in that manner. Like you said, the little things, and they turn into 60, 70-yard touchdown plays. And honestly, like we said, we felt like we've been in all these last 3 games. It's just the scores make it look like they weren't close at all. But like you said, we're beating ourselves. I mean, giving credit to the other teams, they win fair and square, but we're making it way too easy for them.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about some of your kids on offense. We saw them last week. It's a good bunch. Let's talk about Nick Knutson first. He's setting some team school records.
Yeah, he set the single-game reception record last week with 7. He's only about 70 yards off of the season record, and he tied his own season record for touchdowns with 8. So I think he's near the top of D1 for 8-man touchdown reception. So we do have some pretty quality receivers in that regard.
And they don't get much done without somebody can get him the ball. Brant Leach had a pretty good game last week. I think 3 more touchdown passes, threw for over 160 yards.
Yeah, he's sitting again, I think, top 3 or top 5 in terms of touchdown passes and yards for D1. So we're able to sling the rock around, and we're really hoping that getting one of our starting guards back will give him a little more time.
Mm-hmm. J.J. McQueen, he is fast. We could see that last week. You try to get him the ball a lot of different ways, he's all over the field.
Yeah, the kid's an athlete. They call him lightning for a reason. I mean, he's like lightning in a bottle. You blink and he's gone. So we really want to try to get the ball in his hands in space because he's a pretty electric little receiver, running back, kick returner, everything like that. He's a pretty good athlete.
And Aiden Worthy, he's a little bit like a bowling ball on offense.
Yeah, he's tough to bring down. He's been kind of banged up ever since Thayer Central, so it's just trying to keep him as healthy as possible. I mean, Aiden on one leg is still better than our next best option, so we want to try to keep feeding him because he's a tough running back, fullback in our offense. He's really a hammer.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the defense. You told us earlier this week that's where you need to make some adjustments to get some things done. It's a tough task. The Irish are a talented offensive team.
Yeah, we're really hoping to just kind of bottle them up. I mean, they're going to get big plays and make us look silly with their speed and skill guys. But I think if we can kind of slow them down and limit their possessions, I think we can really kind of play to our strengths, which is offensively right now.
And it might be that kind of a game. Your kids certainly have the big play capability, so does Sacred Heart. That means that you don't keep the ball. You don't necessarily play keep away with your offense.
No, I think we want to keep the ball in our offensive hands as much as possible. And with our style of offense, run first, pass second, it seems like it'll lend itself to pretty well. You just got to, again, clean up the little things and be more ball secure.
All right, Coach, with that, we will call it good. Thanks for the time and good luck in the game this afternoon.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show coming up after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. We provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, win fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Time now to visit with Sacred Heart Coach Doug Gold. The Irish get ready for this game this afternoon with Humboldt Table Rock Center. Coach, be my first chance to see the Irish play this year. 4-1 on the season after that first season opening loss to Lord Central Catholic. Things have gone pretty well with a couple of pretty impressive wins in that mix.
Yeah, I think our offense has played well. Our defense is getting better. And special teams has been pretty solid for us, too. It's hard to believe we're already to week six, but I like the progress our team has made since that first loss of the year.
Yeah, week six on the first day of October seems a little bit odd, but it is what it is. Humboldt Table Rock Senior coming to town today. They won their first two games of the year, but they've lost three in a row now by some pretty significant scores. You and I talked about it this morning during the coaches' show. They're a better football team, and probably the games have been a little closer the last two or three weeks than what the score would indicate for them.
Yeah, I think the biggest difference this year is that they're playing a little bit more of a wide-open offense. Last year it was pretty much a running offense, whereas this year they're passing the ball quite a bit. They have more yardage, more completions, more touchdowns than what we have in the passing game. So that's probably the biggest thing that we've talked about is focusing on that.
Have you faced a team that threw the ball around quite a bit yet this year?
Mead is a passing team, so they're a team that's passed first and run second. So I'd say that HTRS definitely likes to throw the ball more than they did a year ago, and our DBs will have to play well, and our pass rush will be very important.
I saw them play last week against Johnson County Central. Their offense had motion on almost every play. Is that something that creates issues for your team?
Yeah, I mean they're solid. They're doing a lot more things offensively than what they've done in the past. So, you know, we definitely have to have our defense do a better job tonight, as far as just being ready for some of the different formations and the motion, like you mentioned. Their quarterback likes to throw to a lot of different guys. I mean, Knutson is their number one receiver. Last year at this time, he didn't play against us because he was injured. I just think their offense is a much better offense than a year ago.
Let's talk about your offense. We've seen the numbers. I mean, you obviously can throw, and you said last week against Johnson Brock, it was the run game because of the defense they were playing. So your offense is very adept at doing whatever you need to be to face what their team is doing.
Yeah, I do think that we can do things depending on what happens. If they give us the run, we'll run the ball. If we need to pass the ball, I think we have plenty of weapons to do that. So I think our offense is hard to defend.
And the thing we talked about a little bit off air is that your kids have stayed healthy this year. Not too many injuries so far, and the one they did have are getting pretty well healed up now.
Yeah, we're healthy. We've got everybody suited up, which is always good. Six games in, we've had those bumps and bruises, but we have everybody available tonight.
I guess, Coach, if you would, just a couple of keys to the game, if things are going well for the Irish today.
Well, we want to take care of the ball. I mean, we have not turned it over much. That's been a big key for us. And then we'd like to get some turnovers from them. We have not had a lot of pass interceptions. There might be some chances tonight with the number of times that they throw the ball. And then we just want to play a clean game. We don't want to have those penalties.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck to the Irish today.
Thank you.
We'll be back with the rest of our pregame show coming up after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Steve, I can time it out like anything can it for Nelson.
Perfect, Mr. Nixon.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is time for high school football this afternoon. The Falls City State Hart Irish are taking on the Humboldt Table Rock Senior Titans in a non-district game day. Each year it's D1, State Hart D2. And, of course, you got odd numbers, so every once in a while you get a throw in a non-district game. Troy, let's take a look at the starting lineups here. I got offense, you got defense. How's that go? Okay. We'll start out with the visitors for HCRS today for Coach Caleb Lemke. He's going to go with this bus today. His ends will be Nick Knudsen. He is 135-pound seat. We'll also see Hunter Fry, 150-pound senior, at an end today in the backfield. Aiden Hurley, the fullback, 189 and senior. The other I-back slash end, wingback, J.J. McQueen, 140-pound sophomore. Quarterback Brant Leach, 6'2", 170-pound junior, will start today. And up front today, Andrew Stoller returns from injury. We'll be back in the starting lineup today for HTRS. Andrew is a 6'1", 215-pound senior. And we'll have Ty Falks in there, 285-pound junior, and Rankin Davis, a 250-pound junior, when the Titans are on the offense today.
All right, for the Irish on the offense, defensive end, number 25, Brogan Notchabell, your first team All-State from last year. Nose guard, number 68, Derek Shirong. And the other defensive end, sophomore Joe Simon, number 24. The linebacking core will be senior Tyler Catlin, number 23. Junior Evan Keithley, number 14. And the defensive backs will be senior Jake Freshel, number 35. Jacob Jordan, a senior, number 9. And your junior Sam Dunn, number 12.
Offensively for the Irish for Coach Doug Gross today. It's going to be up front for the Irish. Zachary Keithy's guard, 192 and a senior. The other guard, Eric Swall, 227-pound senior. In the middle of the line, the center, Brogan Knoxville, 219-pound senior. The ends, we will see today, Jake Fresh, 150-pound senior. Joe Simon, 177, a sophomore, and we will see Sam Dunn in there at an end as well, a 151-pound junior. In the backfield, at the fullback, Tyler Catlin, 186, a senior. Running back, Evan Keithy, 170, a junior. And the quarterback is Jacob Jordan, 154-pound senior for the Irish today.
Your visiting team, the Titans from Humboldt, defensively. They're going to be running a 3-3 on the line. Defensive end, number 21, Hunter Frey, a senior. Nose guard, number 66, Ty Falks, a junior. Your other defensive end, number 72, Rykin Davis, a junior. Your linebacking core will be number 5, Hunter Bowling, a freshman. Linebacker, number 24, Aiden Worthy, a senior. Linebacker, 18, Brant Leach, a junior. Then your defensive backs will be number 1, J.J. McQueen, a sophomore, and number 20, Nick Knutson, a senior.
We're just about ready for the kickoff here this afternoon. The first of our doubleheaders today on Sunday 102 on KTNC. I got all my stages mixed up now. On KTNC this afternoon, the Irish and HTRS. Tonight, Fall City will host Lincoln Christian. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff and a 6:30 pregame show here on KTNC. On Sunday 101.3 tonight, the Mount City Panthers on the road at East Atchison up at Tarkio. Randy Gatul and Tom Bartek will be up there for that 7 o'clock kickoff, and we invite you to join us for the Crusade Coaches Show, kicking our action off tonight at 6:30 on both stations. So here we go. The Irish won the coin toss. They have deferred until the second half. HTRS will get the ball to start the ball game this afternoon here at Jake Brown. Oregon knocked the goal, the kicker for the Irish. Troy, how has he done this year kicking off the ball?
Well, I'm not great on statistics, but I would say 80% of them go in the end zone.
That's a weapon.
Yes. He's had a couple, you know, right around the inside the 5 and a couple go out of bounds, but the majority of them are in the end zone.
J.J. McQueen is fast. He's back deep for the Titans to return this kickoff. Say, all right, we'll go right to left toward the north end out here in the first quarter this afternoon, and Knoxville tees up to the 30. It's 8-man football, and away we go. Knoxville approaches the ball, and it's a low-line drive, and it's going to take a one hop. And it's McQueen at the 3, and he's out to the 10. The 15 breaks to the left side to the 20 and taken out of bounds. We'll see where they spot him down. It's going to be right around the 20 or 21-yard line on the where the Titans will start their first possession of the ball game.
Nelson and Catlin driving them out of bounds over there, right around the 20.
11:54, first possession of the ball game for the Titans. They'll get the ball to start it out here. Worthy has been suffering with a leg injury, but he is playing a lot. Keeps that wing back coming around in motion on the left side there for the Titans. Right up the middle, it goes to Aiden Worthy. The Irish trying to pull that ball away from him, didn't get it done. Hunter Bowling, 185-pound freshman, starting to wing today for HTRS.
Schwong and Catlin and Simon all in on the tackle for the Irish for no gain.
Second down, 10 now. The ball spotted again at the 20-yard line. Worthy in the backfield. Lone setback. Here comes a motion man around again. That ball is loose now. A late pitch to back to the trailing man, Hunter Bowling. As freshman moves it forward on the late pitch out for about 2 yards on the play.
Schwong and Dunn in on the stopper for the Irish, but as you said, Randy, they had two green shirts in the space when he tried to pass. Sorry, John.
Look at me.
Sorry, you're better looking than Randy.
Look at me.
I am so sorry.
That don't really bother me.
First mistake of the night.
Third down and 8 now. Here we come. Both back set, and the quarterback drops. Leach looking, looks left. He throws, and it is tipped and is nearly intercepted. Jacob Jordan tipped it, and Thresher went into a dive to try to catch it before it went out of bounds. Couldn't do it.
Yeah, Jordan coming up top and doing a great job of tipping it out of there, and Thresher doing his best to get it, but it was going out of bounds anyway. So brings up fourth down for the Titans.
I'm getting all my new players in here. Hunter Bowling, 185-pound freshman, started that wing today. So now we're ready. J.J. McQueen is the punter. The Irish send Freshel back deep. Jake back there. stands around his own 22. McQueen just got that over Nachtigall, and he'll be caught at about the 28-yard line. And over to the right side from the left goes Preschel, upended on the far side at the midfield stripe.
On the tackle for the Titans, there's 64, Andrew Stalder.
So three and out for HTRS. The Irish take over first and 10. They'll have the ball right at midfield here, right?
Yep, right at midfield.
We're sitting down here just a little bit left of center. I was looking for my yard markers, and I played 8 men on this 11-man field. I see the great big numbers out there.
Yeah.
10:38 to go here in quarter number one. No score. Jacob Jordan in the pistol. Runs left. Option gets it out there. And it's going to be Keithley to the left corner. He'll turn. He'll have the first down. He'll be to the 29-yard line. He'll spot him right at the 30. It looks like just a foot past. 10-yard gain. First down. Sacred Heart.
The defensive back, Nick Knutson, coming up to make the tackle for the Titans. But again, first down Irish.
Well, they call up the 30-yard line. Near left hash mark, first and 10, two receivers left side. Pistol set, Jordan takes the snap, option right, and it'll be Jordan giving it off to Catlin, and the fullback powers his way forward for 10 more yards down to the Titan 20-yard line.
Grant Leach in on the tackle from his linebacking position, but again, another, oh, we're going to give him 9 yards on this carry.
He gave him 9.5 there, didn't
he? Yeah.
Now he is within, literally, inches of the first down marker. 9 yards and a cloud of dust, I guess, so far for the Irish on 2 plays. Here they come, second down and inches. The playbook wide open now. 2 receivers left. Jordan looking. He throws up for Preschel in the end zone. It's up. It's down. Touchdown for the Irish. Jacob Jordan throws it to Jake Preschel. That's good for 21 yards officially. The Irish take a 6-0 lead here in the ball game, and it will bring up 2-point conversion try here for the Irish. Jordan right on the money with the pass. High in the air, Preschel went up and got it. He'll split wide to the right. In the slot will be Keithley, the lone setback behind or with the quarterback, coming around in motion. They'll toss it forward to Keithley, and he will find his way into the end zone for a 2-point try. 8-0, Sacred Heart, back in 30 seconds on KTMC.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Partisan Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farman City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farman City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jed Brown Stadium here in Falls City as the Irish have scored on their first possession. With 9:36 left in the first quarter, a 20-yard pass from Jacob Jordan to Jake Preschel capped a 3-play, 40-yard drive, and Evan Keithley puts in the 2-point conversion to make the score 8-0 Irish.
We're going to kick it away again here for Sacred Heart. We've got 9:36 left in this first quarter. The Irish strike quickly. Knoxville tees it up to the 30-yard line. McQueen back deep for HTRS. Knoxville gets a signal, approaches the football, and it's a high end-over-end kick, and McQueen doesn't even look up. Ball hits 9 yards deep in the end zone, and it'll be first and 10 Titans at their own 15-yard line.
Now, so when he gets just underneath of it, that's the way most of them have been going, and again, like you said, 9 yards into the end zone. But you better get a ball boy back there to pick that ball up.
Well,
nobody's moving for
it. A lot of options for ball boys. Yeah, I've been no school in Ball City, and public can see her out. So,
yeah,
there goes one. All right, motion man coming around, taking the handoff will be Bowling. And Hunter Bowling finds nothing but green jerseys. They'll get back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it for the freshman.
Like you got Joe Simon on the tackle along with Derek Shamong. No game.
Well, these Sacred Heart defensive ends, they look just Dave Gulse can't just draw him up any better than this. He can create him, and this is what his defense has always looked like, tall and rangy. They've been playing the same defense and ends like that for years. Here comes Leach around the corner, and he is taken down hard, short of the 20-yard line.
Tyler Catlin coming forward, just laid him out of bounds. But Leach did a good job moving forward because he got about, what, 2 yards on that?
3, looks like. See where they put it down there. They're going to spot it on an 18-yard line. Catlin, not that he hit him so hard, but he got him up high and took him down, and that hurts more than other things sometimes. Yeah. All right, one setback. Aiden Worthy behind the quarterback under center. Here comes the motion man, and boy, they'll toss him the ball, running the short side, tries to turn up the field, and he gets submarined, and he'll get 4 for a yard, maybe 2 on the play, bringing up fourth down.
Chavon and Evan Keithley in on the tackle for the Irish. And again, about a 1 yard gain, brings up fourth down for the Titans.
Spent all last Friday night watching J.J. McQueen go in motion from a wing spot for HTRS. I don't think he's been in there on the offense so far. He's into punt again now. Fresh will back deep, stands back around his own 25. The snap is good. The punt is away. There's a sidewinder. It turns over, and it gets by Fresh, rolls back to about the 12-yard line where he'll pick it up. Spins away from one man, and the next guy grabbed him by the ankle and knocks him down short of the 20-yard line.
That's going to be Aiden Worthy in on the tackle for the Titans.
Worthy's a good ball player.
Yeah, definitely. He's a good all-around athlete for the Titans because he's a solid wrestler.
I noticed last week, he's limping today.
Yes, he is.
And the coach said he's been kind of playing on one leg. That makes it tough to go, but he's not going to give up at all. 8-0, Sacred Heart, 8-16 to play. First quarter, the Irish come over the football on 1st and 10 at their own 19-yard line. In that pistol, Jordan back looking. He throws it up long and out there in front and just over the outstretched hands of Sam Dunn. Foot too long, or it would have been a race to the end zone.
Yeah. Brad Leach in on the coverage for the Titans. But again, that ball placed in great position for Sam to catch it, but again, just a little bit out of his reach. Incomplete.
Occasionally, we get just a little bit of a breeze out of the south. Right now, flags on the goalposts say it's not blowing, but it kind of feels like it up here, though it does.
Yeah.
In the pistol again, Jordan will give it off to Catlin this time. And no, Jordan kept it. He gets a block. He turns the corner. The race is on. There's a man with an angle, and Jordan's going to outrun into the end zone. Touchdown, Jake Fedora, 61 yards away. 61-yard touchdown for the Irish senior. Jacob Jordan, I'm not sure he gave that ball to Catlin. He pulled out of there on the option, and then he took off, and it was over. Jacob Jordan, a 61-yard touchdown run for Sacred Heart, now a 2-point drive. Now, I would be out of breath now. I'd hand this ball off. But Jacob Jordan, the senior, the only one in the backfield for the Irish. Two receivers either side of the field. Jordan back. He looks. He's got time. And he looks one way. He throws it. Keithley. Evan makes the catch for the 2-point try. And it is now 16-0 Sacred Heart with 8 minutes to go in the first quarter. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Generations of family working together on the same piece of land. It's a tradition around here. On a farm or ranch, everyone has their chores to do. The whole family contributes. It's a hard life, but it's a good life, too. Agriculture is America's largest family business. We're proud to be a part of it. Together we grow. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Fall City, and Stella.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jeb Brown Stadium. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City. Say Jake and Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City. With 8 minutes left in the first quarter, a 61-yard run by your quarterback, Jacob Jordan. We didn't get the plays there. Two plays.
61 yards.
Yep. And the 2-point conversion was a pass from Jordan McKeithley to score 16-0 Irish.
Knopf, you'll ready to kick it away again. Good crowd here today for an afternoon ball game on a Friday. Knopfel puts the toe to the ball, and McQueen up to only 7 yard deep this time. The same result. No return. The ball heads out of the end zone, and it will be first and 10 for the Titans at their own 15-yard line. 8 minutes exactly left in this first quarter here this afternoon. Sayhart up 16-0 early on in this ball game. Titans quarterback Brant Leach. Now McQueen in the ball game at a wing on the right side for the Titans. Double tights. Worthy came up, went in motion to the right. They give an inside handoff to McQueen. He runs the left side, and that's the best game of the day so far for the Titans. J.J. goes around the left side, and he'll move it across the 20 to the 23-yard line. Pickup of about 8 on the play.
Jake Freshel coming up from his defensive back position to shut him out of bounds for about an 8-yard gain.
Second down, we'll go with 3. That's fine. Call for 22.5-yard line. Worthy, here comes McQueen in motion, left right. Now he reverses, and now they pitch it out to him after the fake to the fullback, and he gets hit, and then he's able to move forward. And they're going to say he went out of bounds before he got to the marker. They'll bring up 3rd and 1.
Again, Jake Freshel putting the hit. The first hit on him, and again, driving him out of bounds. But again, McQueen doing a good job of falling forward to get him 1 or 2 yards on that.
Titans have to have first down here, down 16-0 early on. And they take the ball straight forward. Quarterback, Brant Leach, 170-pound senior, junior, 6'2". And straight ahead he goes, and Leach will stretch it out to the 21-yard line. Again, about...
That's good for a
tight first. We give it the 26-yard line, a gain of about 2. So the first down of the ball game now for the Titans. So they can keep the momentum going here. Wing back on the right side, and the ops right quarter is going to keep it. He has nowhere to pitch it. He is tripped, turns up the field, and then a late flag comes in well after the play was over. I'm not sure what that's about.
Evan Keith is doing a good job disrupting the play in the backfield as Joe Simon gets the tackle.
Face mask. That's what that's about.
On the ice.
Yeah, so Leach. Call that a 5-yard face mask. They'll spot the ball out to the 31. So no gain on the play. Face mask, first penalty of the ball game, a 5-yarder against Sayhart makes it 1st and 5. At the 31, Leach to pass, looks, now he needs to run, he can't get away, the ball is loose, the ball is scooped by the Irish. I don't know which one of them has it, about 3 of them had a chance at it.
Nachtigall picked it up.
Nachtigall got it. Thank you, Troy. They were all bending over trying to pick it up. And fumble will be picked up and returned by Nachtigall. Simon, I guess, knocked it loose. And a turnover by the Titans. And the Irish get the football.
Yeah, you're right. Simon did a good job from his defensive end on this side and just come over and from behind hit Leach and knocked him forward and knocked the ball out. And like you said, it was kind of a rugby style there. Who was going to pick it up? Brogan ended up with it and moved it forward.
We nearly had a scrum.
Scrum, there it is.
That's the only term I know about that sport, but it's a good one.
About the same here.
One setback. Man in motion coming across his teeth. It's going to be a pass, actually. And Keith, he comes around the left corner. He gets away from one man. He's inside the 10. And he'll be taken down there by the Titans after a first down run after the pass.
Number 27 in on the tackle, Alex Kozul. I think that's how you say that name.
From the 22 down, they spot right on the 10-yard line. It's a 12-yard pickup for the Irish. Again, that's a pass play because just that little drop the ball forward to the running back coming across. Now the Irish bringing in players here. Let's turn this over so you get the right team up here. Dunn brings the play in along with, who did I see that? I know
Nelson.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That was right.
Keith sitting down here.
Here we come. Back to pass. Receiver fell down. Jordan scrambles. He looks. He's to the 10. He's to the 5. He's down inside the 4. I think his main receiver was Sam Dunn. Sam came out of the break and fell down. And a good job scrambling there. Picks up 6 yards on the play.
Again, Kozul in on the tackle for the Titans.
Move the ball to the four, halfway through the first quarter, 16-0 City Heart, and they are threatening again. Evan Keeley apparently has a shoulder pad problem of some sort down here on the belt. Now they're wrapping his arm.
No blood.
Oh, okay. Eye set for the Irish. Nelson dots the eye, takes the handoff straight ahead, and he is short of a whole hunt by inches.
Inches.
Wow. So a gain of 3.5 for Harley Nelson. We'll call it 3. And it's now 3rd and goal from about the 1. Done out into the game now for the Irish. Come to Joe Simon at the end. They'll bring the plays in for Coach Doug Goltz.
Andrew Stalter in on the tackle there for the Titans.
Again, Nelson will dot the eye for the Irish here. Jordan calling the snap. Out of the backfield goes Nelson. The give is to Catlin. And the fullback powers his way into the end zone for another successor for Sacred Heart. And it is Tyler Catlin in from a yard away. So the Irish, so far, doing everything right. The Titans can't get them stopped. Threshold comes out. Here comes Keithley and Dunn back in the ball game. Nelson comes out. He's quite a bit bigger this year, isn't it, your son? Riley.
Yeah, not Connor.
No, well, no, I'm just talking about the one I've watched so far.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm joking.
Right.
Yeah,
left hash mark in the pistol. Jacob Jordan runs right. He looks. He's going to take himself, turn the corner into the corner of the end zone. He goes, and it is quickly 24-0. Sacred Heart with the lead over HTRS. We're back at Jake Brown after this 30-second timeout on TTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or west of Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Falls City, Nebraska. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Falls City. See Jake and Tasha in Auburn and Weston in Falls City. With 5:05 left in the first quarter, a one-yard run by Tyler Catlin capped the four-play 58-yard drive, and your quarterback, Jacob Jordan, went in for the two-point conversion to make it 24-0 Irish.
Knopf will kick it away again here in the first quarter. Jacob Jordan scored a touchdown earlier that did not, I guess. He threw a touchdown pass. Number 2 all time on the Irish touchdown passing list. Knopf the goal. Knocks it through the end zone. This time, how deep, Troy?
10 yards.
10 yards all the way through.
Right on the original orange goal line in the 11 man.
Titans will take it down. 1st and 10 of their own 15. 6:05 to go here in this first quarter. Titans, last week they gave up big points to JCC, but their offense is pretty good. So far today they've been able to get untracked against Sacred Heart here. Really long setback on the near right side, the wingman, the slot. That's going to be McQueen, I believe. It is, and oh, somebody hit, tried to do that inside handoff again, and the quarterback got hit. Leach got hit just as he turned back, tried to give the ball forward to Leach, and they both got nailed in the backfield.
That is your senior, Nicholas Keithley, getting into the backfield. He got 2 yards in the backfield. As you said, Leach didn't have a chance to get rid of that.
Keithley is one of those kids who's been biding his time behind some good players the last couple of years, showing pretty good defense right there. And shotgun set, trips right. They throw intended, I think, for McQueen.
Yep.
The guy closest to it actually would have been Worthy, who was open, but the ball falls between him. Incomplete, brings up 3rd and 12.
Evan Keithley in on the coverage for the Titan, or sorry, Irish. Man, afternoon game's turning me off.
I understand. Wow, I am impressed. People are still coming in. Hey, this is a good crowd for just your whole regular season ball game. Trips left this time. third and 12, and Lee Smith, the ball is loose, and the Irish are going to have it again all the way down at the six-yard line.
Catlin putting the hit on Leach and popping the ball out, and Nicholas Keithley coming up with it for the recovery.
Oh, it is a, what number is Nicholas? I did
38.
38, okay. So second turnover by the Irish, by the Titans here. And the Irish had a first and goal at the Titan 5 here. 4:22 to go in the first quarter. Jordan under center. Keithley, the lone setback, will delay on the handoff, and they get it to him. And the Irish offensive line is just pushing the Titans. Keithley will score from 5 yards out, straight ahead. The offensive line was pushing everybody back, and Keithley ran up there behind him. He started pushing, and there was no way they were going to be able to get him stopped on that play. 5-yard touchdown run for Evan Keithley. Well, the Irish send in a play. Is that a kicking tee? I saw come on
now,
the field. It is.
They did this against Nebraska Lutheran, so they're just experimenting here.
It's good practice.
Good practice. I think he made 1 out of 5 against Nebraska Lutheran.
So knock the goal. We'll get a chance here. And snap pretty good. The kick is up, and he got it over. It was not pretty, but it was good. And the Irish now lead 31-0. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of the cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jug Brown Stadium. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City. See Jake and Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City. With 4:16 left in the first quarter, a 5-yard run by Evan Keithley capped a one-play 5-yard drive. Not to go in for the original one point after touchdown to make it 31-0 Irish.
4:16 on the right side of the goalpost. I can see the clock. 4:16 to go here in the first quarter. Knock the goal, puts the toe of the ball again, and
that's a lot of
gotten clear out of the end zone. He's got the grooves in on those kickoffs for sure. Our HTRS now will take over again at their own 15-yard line. 4:16 to go here. A couple of turnovers by the Titans have given the Irish a short field on their last two possessions, and the Irish find themselves up 31-0. Titans, I need a drive here of some sort, get a couple first downs. They have quarterback Brant Leach under center, McQueen in motion. To the left, to give us to Worthy. And Aiden just can't find any running room against that Irish defensive line. They are having a stout first quarter.
Your nose guard, Derek Strong, in on the tackle there for the Irish.
Gain of a yard on the play. Second down and 9 now for the Titans. Worthy at fullback, J.J. McQueen. Slot on the left, wingman coming around in motion, now stops, he'll reverse, option left, and the quarterback, they jump on his back in the backfield and take him down.
Simon, again, coming from the defensive end position and just jumping on him and riding him down. The Irish have kind of switched things up on defense here. John went to a 3-3 to bring in Jacob Jordan up as an outside linebacker, just daring him to pass the ball, but they're not trying it right now.
I never dreamed that I would see Jacob Jordan playing linebacker for the Irish on defense. I just, no, not anything I ever expected to see once he got in high school.
Now he drops back.
Trips right for the Titans. Third down and a dozen here to go now. And now the quarterback is going to toss it out here to Worthy. Worthy made the catch, and he paid for it. Two blockers are with him, and the play just got blown up.
Sam Gunn doing a great job from his defensive back position, just shoving his receiver straight back in the Worthy, and Worthy got 2 yards on that maybe.
I'm going to give him the three back they lost on the previous play. It's 4th and 9. Now J.J. McQueen in punt formation. Jay Fresh will stand back inside his own 20. And it's a sidewinding kick again. Again, it gets over Freshel's head. He goes back. He picks it up at the 10-yard line. 15, 20. Lots of defenders. He ran through two or three of them. He got across the 25 and out to around the 28-yard line.
When he went by those three guys coming down, I thought he was going to make it. But Andrew Stalder, again, bringing him down for the...
Andrew just back from injury.
Okay.
He's been missing some action. He's in there today. So it'd be on 29, all right. 31-0, Signar, 2:18 to go in the first quarter yet. The Irish going over the football here. Jordan late to the huddle, getting the play call from Doug Goltz. And the Irish going to go empty backfield now. Two receivers wide to the left, tight ends on both sides. Jordan back, looks for a quick out, nothing there. Now he goes long over the middle for Freshel, and too tall off his fingertips. Had he went underneath, Sam Dunn would just loping along and through, and the defender nowhere to be found.
The Titans defense secondary on that one didn't read it very well, as you said there, Mr. Nixon. Sam Dunn all by himself along that far sideline.
He was behind Freshel, probably not easy to find for anybody, including the quarterback of the Irish. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. 2nd and 10 now. Keithley wide in the near left side. Freshel wide right. Dunn in a slot on the right. Jacob Jordan takes a snap. He looks. He's got time. He's still just standing back there. Now throws, and it is right between Dunn and Keithley. Dunn was probably the intended receiver over his head, and now brings up 3rd and 10.
McQueen and Bowling in on the coverage for the Titans, but again, incomplete pass, 3rd and 10.
In comes the Irish fullback back in there, Tyler Catlin now. Irish huddled up, 3 down linemen, defensive side for HTRS. Spread it out. Sayhart, 2 right, 1 receiver left. Jordan back to pass. Big drop, throwing a screen to Keith. And they hit the fullback before they got there. Worthy went up and gave Catlin a little push in the back. No call there. It was a screen that they read well.
Yes.
But I thought, if you can do that in there, that section or not. I thought maybe they were going to call interference, but wasn't that big a gap, I guess, but you never know. Now, Evan Keithley into punt for the Irish, back deep. McQueen, snap is good. Keithley looking. Now he's going to punt it, and he got all of it, and McQueen dropping now, picks it up back in his own 5-yard line. What did I miss?
I guess he called for a fair catch. I'm not for sure either, because as soon as
he dropped the ball, I didn't see the fair catch, so then he dropped
either.
The ball and rolled back to the 5. So,
but yeah, I didn't see it either, but as soon as he picked it up off the bounce, he just stood there, and the referee blew the whistle and threw that little beanbag on the ground and stopped the play.
So the Titans now find themselves in a hole back their own 5 with a minute 54 to go in the first quarter. 31-0, Sagerhart with the lead. And now McQueen will be in the backfield, Worthy at a wing, kind of a wing back spot on the right side. Brant Leach calls the snap. Brant looks. He throws out of there to the sideline, and Brant, he gets stepped on.
He got stepped on. The nose guard, Derek Schwong, in his face the whole time there, and Leach just kind of had to get rid of it before he gets sacked, and that 7-foot shoe of Schwong stepped on him.
He had no time to look for a receiver, just threw it up kind of hoping that time. Now we go back to the fullback set with Worthy in the backfield. Motion man will be McQueen. Starts right, goes left to give to Worthy. Eden straight forward. He might have got a yard on the 2nd down play.
knocked the goal in Shawong there, your defensive line putting the stop on Rosie. Maybe a 1 yard gain.
Third and now, 9 for the HTRS Titans. Irish bringing in another deep back here. Dunn, Freshel, and Jordan in the defensive backfield. Keeping Cal at linebacker. Running back beside the quarterback, and a quarterback keep running straight forward is going to be Brant Leach, and Brant got another yard, maybe two on the play, and that was it.
Tyler Catlin, your middle linebacker, coming up and putting the hit and stop on Leach. Well, about a 1 yard gain, maybe two, but brings up fourth down for HTRS.
Fourth and 7 now for the Titans. J.J. McQueen, the punter, stands back 5 yards deep in his own end zone. And did a good job punting the football.
Yeah, he has. He's kind of flustered Freshler a few times.
Floater back there, and I think the Irish got a piece of that. I think it was Keithley that got a piece of the ball, goes out of bounds around the 20-yard line. Call it the 19.
Yep, Nicholas Keithley from his defensive end position, just enough to deflect the ball and not make a good punt.
That ball just kind of floated back there that time to McQueen, and he didn't have a lot of time to do anything. And Keithley, one of those long defensive ends for the Irish, was he 6'6", something like that. So at the 19-yard line with 32 seconds to go, the Irish up 31-0. They have the ball, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper, and Jordan running right, turning left, back to the right, ends up going to the left and all the way down to the 5-yard line on the play with 26 seconds to go. They'll spot him at the 6-yard line.
Hunter Bowling and Alex Kozier in on the tackle for the Titans.
13-yard pickup and an Irish first down. Saving Hart. Over 100 yards rushing here in the period. Two receivers left. Here comes Keithley. They fake to him. The pass is tipped at the line of scrimmage and falls easily. That was one of those that you never knew who might catch the ball as it pops straight up in the air.
And again, somebody on the defensive line got their big old paw up there. And again, as you said, put straight up in the air. You didn't know where that was coming down there. The ball's incomplete.
The Irish have missed on four straight pass attempts here. 7 seconds left in the period. So you run over the football. Keithley will line up in the eye behind Catlin at fullback on second and goal from the 6. Toss it back to Keithley, running right, moving forward inside the 5 and down to around the 1 or 2 yard line. A pickup of about 3 or 4 on the play. That is going to end quarter number 1. The ball will belong to the Irish at the 1 yard line. The Titans will return after this 1 minute timeout on KTNC.
Vin's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Vin's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts from their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hey, all you volleyballers out there. This is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Lady Tiger Volleyball Squad. Congratulations goes out to Coach Haynes and seniors Chase Nolte, Josie Riggs, and Lindsay McNeely. Great work on your 14-3 start, and best of luck the rest of the season from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
31-0, Sayhart leads after one quarter against HTRS here at Jake Brown Stadium this afternoon. I'm going to turn things over to Troy Nelson. It was quarter number 2 and the Irish threatening.
All right, so third and goal from the 2. The Irish break the huddle. Jordan's coming under center, not to go. Catlin and Keithley in the eye. Fumble on the play. Jordan picks it up off a nice ball straight to him. He thought that was basketball. Touchdown,
Irish.
Well, that's crazy. If everything going your way, because
wow.
Jacob just didn't get the snap at all. It just went straight down when he got the snap. He picked it up, and everybody sucked in from the outside to go after the ball, and that left the side wide open.
But just watching that, like you said, ball, everything's going their way, and they're setting up for the PAT here, not the goal. Jordan's going to be your holder. Will Ewers is your long snapper. This is where they like to practice at. See if they can get it. Snaps away, the ball's down, and the kick is up, and it is good. All right, so knock the goals. One straight original conversion. Right, makes it 38-0 Irish. We'll send you back there and lose them in the studio for a 30-second break.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jack Brown Stadium. This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Falls City. Say Jake and Tasha or Weston for your financial needs. So start the second quarter at 11:54, a two-yard run by your quarterback, Jacob Jordan. Cap four-play, 19-yard drive, and knock the goal for the one-point PAT, make it 38-0 Irish. Knock the goal's got the ball spotted on the 30-yard line.
J.J. McQueen, the deep man for the Titans here.
All right, so punting into the brisk wind now is knock the goal, or not punting, kicking. Ball's up, and it's going into the end zone again.
Didn't matter, did it?
Didn't matter. 5 yards into the end zone for a touchback for the Irish. The Titans will take over on their 15-yard line.
They've been able to return one kickoff so far today. The very first one of the ball game was a return. They got it out to the 20. That's the best starting field position for the Titans in this ball game.
You know, and I'm going to say that's probably the only thing on the Irish that they don't get a lot of practice in is that right there, so their breakdowns on those kickoffs might not be the best. All right, Titans bring the break the huddle here. You got Leach under center, Ty Falks, Worthy the lone back in the backfield, McQueen going in motion, and the give is to Worthy, and he's going to be pushed backwards, it looks like.
That ball came out before or after the pass. In there defensively for the Irish that time, we had Evan Keighley along with Peyton Gore in there on the stop, I believe. Yeah, he's in a nose guard right now.
Peyton's in there. All right, cool. So 2 yard gain for Worthy. Right, second down, Titans. Leach under center. Worthy long back in the backfield. McQueen in motion. Fake to Worthy. Leach hopping back to pass, and he dumps it off to Worthy, it looks like. Worthy's got some running room now. He breaks a couple tackles, moves it up to about midfield, and he's got down by Jacob Jordan.
Good job by Jake. Jake got a hand in there where he didn't want it, and he is shaking that left hand. I'm not sure Worthy ever hit the ground. He did. His knee came down on Jacob Jordan's hand.
All right, and that's kind of what Worthy thought, too. When he went down, he got back, he bounced right back up and kept running. The referees called it down. So
I kind of agreed with him.
Yeah, first and 10, Titans right at the midfield. Right, best field position of the day for the Titans. Leach under center, Worthy in the backfield. And give is dropping back to pass as Leach. He's got a man open on the right side, and he's got it in for a touchdown. All right, that was Knutson.
Knutson made a really nice play. You're back there deep with Keith, and you had the ball. He interception. Somehow the ball got over his hand. And right into the hands of Knutson, and it goes for a 40-yard touchdown. Oh, wait a minute. Roughing the passer. Oh, wait a minute.
Personal foul. Oh, you pointed the wrong way.
Yeah, he must have pointed the wrong way.
Yeah.
Pointed at HTRS. Okay.
Yeah.
So that would go to a 30-yard touchdown to Nick Knutson from the quarterback. And 2-point try coming.
All right, so let's see. Leach under center, Falks. McQueen alone back in the backfield. Worthy swap back to your left.
Straight to McLean, dropping back to pass is Leach, and pressure breaks it up. The ball intended for Knutson. So the PAT fails. All right, 10:49 left in the second, 38-6. Irish will send it back to Aaron in the studio for a 30-second break.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the triple play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Falls City, Nebraska, as the HTRS Titans get on the board here with a 40-yard pass from quarterback Jacob Leach to Nick Knutson with 10:49 left in the second quarter. Three plays, 65 yards, and the two-point conversion failed, 38-6 Irish.
We're ready to boot it away from the Sayhart 35-yard line now is Aiden Worthy after the 15-yard penalty on the Irish.
Got the ball spotted right at
35.
35 now.
The onside here.
What do you got to lose?
Down 38.
Let's try it. And they did.
Really missed it.
Not a good one.
Oh, the Irish picked that up.
Yeah.
It wasn't foul. They could have picked that
ball
just literally spun like a top. Stayed up on its end and spun and spun and spun, and each cherish just kind of went down there and stopped and had one of the Irish up in, then one of the backs for ball handlers, they probably would have scored.
I mean, that was just a, you said it right before there, why not try the onside, and again, just whiffed it, and the Titan kick team didn't know what to do.
Yeah,
weird there.
As the HR defends the Titans, are going on outside, did he hit it or not?
Right.
It's a live play, but it was.
All right, Jordan in the shotgun, rolling to his right. He tucks it and runs, cuts back to the left. Now he's going down the sideline. He's going to break it free. 20, 10, touchdown, Irish.
Irish, 35 yards. Knutson gave chase, just couldn't get there to get the Irish speedy quarterback.
How many yards you say that?
45 yards. 6 yards now in for 159 yards here in the ball game so far.
Man.
So now let's see what you do here. We're going to go for single point again.
Single point.
Jordan did a nice job that last from Troy catching the ball just a little off the mark.
Snap. Ball's down. Ball is up. And it's good. Another traditional PAT by Noctigal. All right. With 10:37 left here in the second quarter, you're listening to high school football on KTNT AM 1230.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. We provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jud Brown Stadium. Thomas Memorial Track and Field, as the Jacob Jordan puts a 45-yard run in with 10:37 left here in the second quarter, and not the goal, made the PAT to make it 45-6 Irish. Not the goal. Spot the ball here for the kickoff on the Irish 30. And McQueen back deep on his goal line.
Let's see if Knopf will keep the streak alive here. Sun has went away at Jake Brown again.
Ball is away. It's in the air and touchback. All right, so six in a row.
I've lost
you count. Keep that. You got all,
I can look it up. But
you got all those other wonderful stats over there, Mr. Nixon. You're doing fabulous.
Let's see. One, two, three, four, five. Yes, that's six in a row. Seven in a row.
That's one thing that Lucas Freshel and I, when we did this with BDS, we struggle on that part you're doing right there. So I don't know how you do it, but I know you've had lots of practice. You've been doing great. Leach under center.
McQueen in motion.
Oh.
Give it to McQueen on the left side. He misses one tackle, but he's going to forward for about 1 yard gain.
Good in there making the stop for Xavier Hart that time, Knoxville and Freshel. I saw the left guard come out of there, and he was across the line on a linebacker before he'd been up for the quarterback of the ball, I thought, but referee didn't throw a flag. It's a nice play.
Second down and 8 now for the Titans. Clock running with 10:05 left in the second quarter. Shotgun for Leach. Pops back to pass. Now he's going to roll out to his right. He's going to tuck and run, but not have very far to go, and he's maybe get back to the line of scrimmage.
Well, Joe Simon's got a pretty good wingspan at 6'3". He went out there and tried to get around him, and he stretched his arms on top the Titan quarterback and brought him down for no gain.
Right, maybe he lost a little bit on that play because the down marker moved backwards. So 3rd and 9 now for the Titans. Ball is going to be spotted on their own 16-yard line. Leach's shotgun formation. Got his two receivers to his left and slot back on his right. Got a little bit of time, and he squirts forward. Got a bunch of flags being thrown as Leach makes a couple tackles, moves to the sideline, and gets put out of bounds around the 35-yard line.
That was an aggressive tackle. There's two flags back there. Noctigal was on the ground, and I wonder if one of the Titans was holding him down. No, face mask against the Irish. Okay.
Wow, another face mask on the Irish. Interesting.
Okay. So a gain on the play, Troy, out to the
35 of the Irish.
So 19-yard gain for a first down.
Spotting it at the 31 of the Irish.
And then a 15-yard penalty? I'm not sure.
Looking at a 5-yard penalty again. All right, 1st and 10, Titans. Leach in the shotgun, dropping back to pass. Rolls out to his left. Nobody there, and he's going to be sacked in the backfield.
Laying there is Derek Schwalm, just drops him to the ground, flat on his back. Leach getting up. I would guess there's not much wind in the lungs right now.
No.
It's my official medical guess. Hey, man, when you land on your flat on your back like that, I hope he didn't hit his head when he went down, but that looks like one that knocks the air right out of you.
I'm agreeing with you because Shawong had his full body weight on top of him when he went down. All right, let's hope for the best for the quarterback, Jacob Leach. And he's out at the moment. He walked out on his own power. He's drinking some water on the sideline. So let's see who our backup quarterback is now. Is that McQueen?
I'm going to have to look here and see.
I didn't get the numbers. Yep, McQueen hands off to Worthy on the left side, and Worthy's going to move the pile forward. And he's doing a good job.
He's a little bowling ball, I'll tell you. Worthy on the carry. He's stout. Up about 6 on the play, and the whole interior line had Schwong knocked the goal, and also there was Callan that time for the Irish. So back in there and one at the wing now is going to be Hunter Bowling, Troy, number 5,
okay.
Freshman.
McQueen stays in at quarterback. He's in those shotgun formation.
You know, actually, I think they reversed. Oh, now I can move. Okay.
Okay. So you got triplets out on the right side, Knutson, Bowling, and Worthy. Low snap, drops back to pass. Oh, and well defended by the Irish. Intended for Worthy, but falls incomplete.
First guy there, deep in is Evan Keithley. He was very close to making a pickoff there. He was trying to get around Worthy and get the ball headed back up the field the other way. 7:45, the clock stopped in the second quarter. Xavier Hart 45, HTRS 6.
Brings up 4th down for the Titans in about 11.
Xavier Hart didn't drop anybody back this time.
Questo looks to the sideline.
There you go.
All right, McQueen back to punt. He's going to be right about his 35-yard line. Punt is away, and it's going to go into the end zone for us.
Freshel, I guess, was right. You see, the way the punter coach said, there's no way we're going to get a return.
Yeah. Not a lot of area left back here. All right, so McQueen puts it into the end zone. All right, Irish will have it 1st and 10 on their own 15-yard line. 7:39 left in the third quarter. Irish lead 45-6.
who's only the, I guess, the worst field possession the Irish have started from their own 15.
All right, Jordan comes up under center. Catlin and Keithley in the eye. Give this to Catlin on the right side, and he's going to move it forward for 5 yards, maybe?
Like in Davis, 250-pound junior, got a hold of him and drug him. Unfortunately, the Titans drug him a little bit forward, but a good defensive stand there by the Titans on that.
Joe Simon bringing the play in from the sideline, second down and 5 for the Irish. Joe will stay as a tight end on the right side. Jordan goes under Noctical. Catlin, the only back in the backfield. Keithley is slot back to the left. Keithley comes in motion and gives it to Catlin. Nope, fake to Catlin. Pitch to Keithley. And not a great pitch as somebody was all over Jordan there. Keithley recovers the fumble, though.
Jordan tried to get it out there to Keithley and got it hit in that direction, but it was behind him. The no gain on the play.
All right, so third down and 5. Freshel and Jake Freshel and Sam Dunn bringing the plays in from the sideline. Irish break the huddle. Keithley's going to go wide to the left. Freshel wide to the right. Dunn slot back to the right. Shotgun is Jordan. He's going to take it and run. Plenty of area. Got some great blocking by his wide receivers downfield. He moves cross field. Pushed out of bounds at around the 30-yard line of the Titans.
Nick Knutson gets the tackle. He was about the only one left that had a chance that time to get Jordan. The best shot at knocking Jordan off his pins that time was the official right in the middle. He was able to get away from him.
Jordan dropped back the pass and just lots of green area in front of him. That artificial turf just begging him to take off running.
30-yard pickup, another Irish first down.
First and 10 Irish on the Titan 35-yard line. Jordan in a shotgun formation. Keithley behind him. And the option to Keithley on the right side. And Keithley's got some running room. That's for its one tackle, and he's in for the touchdown.
Evan Keithley from 30 yards out. So back-to-back 30-yard runs by the Irish. Add to their lead now 51-6 with 5:52 to go here in quarter number two.
All right, so we'll see what the Irish do here now. They've been letting Noctegal kick, and that's what they're doing again. Jacob Jordan, your quarterback, is your holder. He kneels at the 5-yard line. Will Muir snaps it, balls away, and it is good. PAT is good for Noctegal. Three of them in a row, I guess. Makes it 52-6. Irish will send it back to the studio. You're listening to High School Football on AM 1230.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Fall City, Nebraska. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City. See Jake and Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City. A 30-yard run by Evan Keithley with 5:52 left in the second quarter. They'll cap the four-play 65-yard drive, and Knoxville puts in his fourth straight traditional PAT and make it 52-6. Knoxville's got the ball spotted on his 30-yard line. Kick is away by the right-footed kicker, and it's another beauty. No, lands right at the one, and Willie picks it up now, and he's going to rumble forward to 10. He's going to put a nice foot down there and moves the ball forward. That's what Willie loves to do, is a little bit of punishment.
Aiden Worthy is probably 5'9 or 5'10. Joe Simon's about 6'3, and Worthy was low, and he dipped the shoulder on the Irish sophomore and said, I'm going forward, and he did.
Yeah, and again, Worthy's about 190, and like you said earlier, a stout 190.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. If Leach is back, Leach is back in now. He's under center. Empty backfield for the Titans. McQueen comes in motion.
And you give it to McQueen on the left side, and he misses one tackle, but then you're brought down for about a two-yard gain.
First guy that got a hold of it, and while the second they cleaned it up, was Vaughn Leonard in there on the stop for the Irish.
And
what, three on the play? Call it second and seven.
Titans break the huddle. Fox is your center. Leach is coming up under center. Again, Worthy the only back in the backfield. And give fake to Worthy, dropping back to pass to Leach, and he's got,
oh my.
He, again, three green jerseys in his
Leach
face.
He has nowhere to go. You feel for the quarterback. Jordan nose guard. Nick Keithley got in there, and Austin Leonard again over there, 45 of that other M spot for the Irish. There's nowhere for the quarterback. Has no time.
So the Irish defense has their second string line in, and they're still shoving the offensive line back at the tight. Third down and 16 for the Titans on their own 16. Second quarter action here. Leach in a shotgun formation. He's got triplets to his right. High snap. Leach does a good job bobbling around and keeping it all together. And now he gets rid of it, and it's going to be knocked down, intended for Aiden Worthy.
Nice play there by Heathley. That's Evan reaching around Evan Worthy, and around Aiden Worthy, and knocking the ball loose.
Brings up fourth down and 16 for the Titans. Threshold dropping back for the Irish to field about his own 30. McQueen setting up right around the two-yard line. All right, 4:29 left here in the second quarter. McQueen claps his hands. The snap is away. It's not a great one. He gets it off, and it's going to bounce it around the 35-yard line, pick up the 25 by Threshold, and he's going to run out of bounds around the Titans 35-yard line.
So it will fall to the Irish with 4:25 to go here in quarter number two, leading 52-6 over the Titans. Humboldt Taylor on center. Sayard has the ball at the HGRS 36-yard line.
All right, so your Irish bringing in a lot of different jerseys now. All right, in quarterback is James Threshold. Looks like we got, yep, all of your starters are out, so we'll try and get the numbers caught up to you. Lechtenberg, your fullback. Nelson is the I-back. And then James Threshold under center. He gives to Nelson on the right side. Nelson cuts to the left, and he's going to move it forward for about 4 yards.
Drug a defender with him down the field that time. Making the tackle is going to be Andrew Stoller, the senior. Got him stopped after a couple extra yards after contact.
We got, let's see, Will Ewers bringing the play in. We got Bond Leonard on the line, Matthew Medenrith on the line, Jack Stice over on the right defensive end.
Center's Medenrith, okay.
Medenrith. James Threshold under center. He moves Stice to the left side. Lechtenberg and Nelson in the eye. Threshold hands it off to Nelson. Nelson's going to be hitting the backfield and maybe falls forward for a yard.
Matthew Nedmerick, good ball player on the defensive side for HGRS. He made a bunch of tackles last week. He's made his presence known here again today.
All right. Irish break the huddle. Nedmerick's your center. Vaughn and John Krause, it looks like, on the left side. Threshold shotgun formation, triples to your right. Threshold pulls the ball down and follows his blockers around the right side and moves it up for about a 4 yard gain.
So it'll be first down. They're going to move the ball forward. He must have got just what he needed.
So first down, Irish. James Threshold on the quarterback keeper. Again, Jack Stice bringing the play in from the sideline.
Shea Arch ran the ball for 235 yards here in the first half.
Right, Ned Rips, your center, Leonard and Krause. Stice is your tight end on the right. James Special, your quarterback, hands off to Nelson on the left side. Nelson breaks one tackle and hits the linebacker crew and is stood up.
Well, at least three times they weren't in on the tackle.
Yeah.
Everybody else got a piece of it. Knudsen was in there. Hunter Fry was in there. Also, turnaround looks like Lennox Sablo in there. Or lunchtime, Stalder.
Will Year is bringing the play in. He's going to be your wide out on the right side. James Freshel under Ned and Riff, high formation, Lechtenberg and Nelson. The pitch to Nelson on the right side. He turns the corner, and it's going to be shoved out of bounds there.
Knutson forces Nelson out of bounds after a gain of about three more, bringing up second down and about six.
Third down, 6 yards to go for the Irish.
Carson Sells bringing the play in from the sideline now. Irish break the huddle. Third and five on the Titan 20-yard line. Sells wide out to the right. James Freshel under center. Lechtenberg and Nelson in the eye. And give it to Nelson on the left side, and he's got some running room. He's going to move it forward. About another 6 yards on that, enough for a first down.
McQueen got up there, helping out on the stop that time of the time. Ball is Alex Trulio.
Ball's going to be spotted around the 13-yard line of the Titans. Clock running with minute 45 left here in the second quarter, 52-6 Irish. Jack Stice bringing the play in from the sideline. He is going to move to the tight end position on the right.
We
line up beside Leonard and then Rip. James Fresher, your quarterback. Lechtenberg and Nelson in the eye. Fresher is going to pitch to Nelson on the left side. Nelson's going to have to cut it back inside, and he's going to get 5 yards on that carry.
Looking for a block, kick that outside. The blocker couldn't get to the defender that time. Again, Stoller on the stop for the Titans.
Second down and five for the Irish. At 1 minute now left here in the first half. Ball spotted right around the 8-yard line of the Titans. Irish bringing the play in late here as well. Ewers.
They're keeping it as basic as Coach Bolts can here.
Nelson is going to be your wide receiver to the right side. Ewers is tight end on the right end. Lechtenberg lone back in the backfield. Marshall takes a snap, gets Lechtenberg on the right side. Lechtenberg's going to move it forward for about 4 yards.
You got the first down.
First down.
Right.
Yep, they dropped the chain gang over there.
Brian Davis made the stop.
Davis defensively there. First and goal now at the three.
10 seconds left here and a half. I don't think the Irish are going to put another play in. They're just watching the clock run down. So with 5 seconds left here, all right, we are officially at halftime. All right, the Irish lead visiting Humboldt Table Rock Steiner Titans 52-6. We'll send it back to Aaron Wisdom in the studio. You're listening to High School Football on AM 1230.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Financing is probably the last thing farmers want to think about when they finish harvesting that last bit of crop. But you are in luck. The local ag experts at S&M Bank are here to make it easy. You can prop your feet up while the S&M Bank ag lenders set your operation up for success. Come see Derek, Alex, or Rod at S&M Bank for your farm financing needs. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Judd Brown Stadium. Your halftime stats and your scoring sponsor is Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City. Since 1951, more than you expected for less than you imagined. Armbruster Motor Company at 307 West 15th Street in Fall City. In the first quarter, 9:36 left, a 20-yard pass from Jacob Jordan to James Special, three plays, 40 yards. Evan Keithley puts a two-point conversion in to make it 8-0. With 8 minutes left in the first quarter, 61-yard run by Jordan, two plays, 61-yard drive. Jordan to Evan Keithley for the two-point conversion to make it 16-0, Irish. 5:05 left in the first quarter, a one-yard run by your fullback, Tyler Catlin. Cap the four play, 58 yards. Jacob Jordan for the two-point conversion, 24-0. In the last score in the first quarter, five-yard run by Evan Keithley with 4:16. Kept one play, 5 yards. Not to go for the traditional PAT, and they get 31-0. In the second quarter, 11:54. Two-yard run by Jacob Jordan, capped a four-play 19-yard drive, knocked the goal with the PAT to make it 38-0 Irish. The Titans get on the board with 10:49 left on the 40-yard pass from Jacob Leach to Nick Knutson. Three plays, 65 yards, a two-point conversion failed, 38-6 Irish. 10:37 left in the second quarter, a 45-yard run by Jacob Jordan. Not to go, puts the PAT in, 45-6 Irish. And then your last score of the first half, on 5:52 left in the second quarter, a 30-yard run by Evan Keithley. Four plays, 65 yards, not to go with the PAT, makes it 52-6 at halftime. Mr. Nixon was counting really fast with his fingers and toes to get these stats all done. And this is the part I admire the most. I don't know how the heck you do all this, because again, I tried to do it a couple times, and it is tough.
Well, we'll get there.
We'll get there.
We'll get there, and we'll do that after we take a break. We'll hear a minute timeout for our sponsors. Check in with the weather, see if it's going to rain any more today. Then some more of our sponsors. We'll be back here in just a few minutes with the look at the numbers on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
He's over 30, he's over 20.
There's nothing like football. The lights, the cheers of the crowd, and getting a chance to see our local athletes and kids give it all they've got. Come to a game. Support our local schools. Frontier Bank. Good with money. We're an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Falls City and Stella.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West and Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Directorate and Premium.
This is your Good Time Oldie Station, KTNC Fall City. I'm meteorologist Mandy Faluber. Partly cloudy skies for the forecast area tonight. Just a slight chance for a developing rain shower in the overnight hours. Lows dropping into the upper 50s. West-southwest winds light around 5. We have showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for Saturday. Cloud cover, 73 for your high. West-northwest winds between 5 and 10. Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy skies, 56 for your low. Sunday, chance for rain showers early in the morning. We're anticipating plenty of sunshine, temperatures comfortable in the mid-70s, and northwest winds just a little breezy. Sunshine continues on Monday. We're at 75 for your high, 73 degrees on Tuesday, with sunshine continuing through the work week. That's your forecast on KTNC. Currently 72.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of the cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Wins Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Den's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Wins Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Hey, all you volleyballers out there. This is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Lady Tiger Volleyball Squad. Congratulations goes out to Coach Haynes and seniors Chase Nolte, Josie Riggs, and Lindsay McNeely. Great work on your 14-3 start, and best of luck the rest of the season from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's got the extra mile.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Falls City, Jud Brown Stadium, Thomas Memorial Track and Field. Here we are at halftime. Clock says 2:32 and running here, 52-6 Irish. John, are you done paddling?
Good.
Paddling or pulling? I'll get
very close, actually. Very, very close here in the first half. It's been all Irish, obviously, in this first half here today. Let's look at some of the numbers here in the first half of this ball game for the Titans. Their quarterback in the first half, Brent Leach, 3 of 7 passing, 66 yards in the ball game, no interceptions, no touchdowns. One catch for Nick Knudsen for 20 yards, 2 for 8 Worthy in the ball game for 26 in the contest. So 46 yards passing, not 66, but tough road in the first half for HTRS. Running the football, Aiden Worthy, 6 carries, 12 yards, Leach, 11 for 5, and J.J. McQueen, 1 carry, no yards on the end of the first half. For the Irish, running the ball, Evan Keeley, 4 carries, 49 yards, and a touchdown. Jacob Jordan, 9 carries, 155 yards, and 2 touchdowns. 2 carries, 10 yards, a touchdown for Tyler Catlin. Brian Olsen, 7 carries, 24 yards. Jordan, just 2 of 7 passes in the first half, 33 yards, 1 touchdown. 1 catch, 35 yards for Jake Breschel in the first half of the ball game. And 12 yards on 1 catch for Evan Keithley. So, again, that's a 47-yard total on the passing. 1 touchdown, no interceptions for the Irish. Titans lost a couple of fumbles that led to easy, quick scores for Sacred Heart in the ball game. And They played the whole first quarter pretty much on the tight end of the field, and that made a big difference in this ballgame. Again, our scoring stats brought to you by Armbrist Motor Company. Been in there since 1951, so we're 70 years in business. Armbrist Motor Company in a Fall City. Titans are out warming up. The Irish still in the locker room, and we've got the score of 52-6. Sacred Heart with the lead here at Jake Brown State. Reminder, come up tonight here on KTNC. Fall City Tigers host Lincoln Christian. The Crusaders coming to town tonight. They're 1-4. The Tigers are 1-4. We'll see who gets win number 2 in that ball game tonight here at Jake Brown State. We'll kick it off at 7 o'clock. Our pregame coverage begins with the KC Prehend Show, the Bruce State College head coach. Coming up tonight at 6:30 on KTNC and over on Sunny 101.3. It will be number 3 ranked East Atchison hosting the Mount City Panthers. 5-0 East Atchison and 3-2 Mount City up at Turkey tonight. Randy Gatula and Tom Bartek will have that one for you over on Sister Station Sunny 101.3. Teams are back out, warming up. We'll take another 2-minute timeout. Be back with the kickoff of the second half on KTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the triple play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business. But you also have nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agents at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Fall City here at Jed Brown Stadium. Tonight at Thomas Memorial Track and Field. We've got 40 seconds left of our halftime show here. We got a nice cheerleading student body dance going down in front of us here. I don't know what else to call it, but we're doing a good job of it. A couple of cheerleaders mixed in with some other.
How do you know?
With the cheerleaders?
How do you know if that's right?
Well, I don't. I said, you think you do it from here. I'm making it up like I do.
Okay, all right. All right. Well, you're doing simple. I don't know if it's right or not. Everybody's going to be enjoying it. So it's perfect.
Definitely.
Good job, Rules.
All right. And I think the Irish are going to get the ball coming out of halftime. Is that right?
Yes.
Because we Irish won the toss and elected to defer. All right. So 52-6. Mr. Nixon, all yours.
Well, Titans are struggling on defense again. The Irish are very, very good to you. First chance I've had seen to watch Sacred Heart this season, and they are pretty good. They're maybe not as big as they have been in recent years.
Right.
They've got enough speed. They've got enough defense. We'll see how it goes. It looks like there's some pretty good team in Class D2, but you got to get into the playoffs, which they have a leg up on the district with a win over Johnson Brock already.
Uh-huh.
And looking to win that district, and that every game you win helps your seeding. They're going to become big HTRS fans after this game, hoping they can pick up some more wins and move up. And see what happens. We are ready to go here in the second half. I guess I better find some. I feel I'm going to need a different roster here.
Different kicker here for the Titans.
Titans will boot. It comes up on a short bounce, and somebody fell right on top of it. Good job there.
Lechtenberg.
There's what I'm looking for right there.
Gavin Lechtenberg
falls on the ball for Sacred Heart. Well, I felt really good knowing most of the players of the first quarter, Troy. Here we go, because none of these young men are on my spotting chart. Quarterback will be James Breschel. James, a sophomore. Top of the eye, Riley Nelson. Tossing the football. He runs left. That's the short side of the field. They grab him around the hips and ride him out of bounds. Catcher, pretty good game.
Andrew Stalder coming on from the defensive end position and jumping on Nelson's back. And again, as you said, riding him out of bounds. Maybe a 3-yard gain.
So Nelson moves the ball forward. Sacred Heart stayed pretty basic after they got that big lead in the first half. Lane Cock versus the 45-point rule. You always have that. Is it better to let him keep playing or is it better to innocent if he gets hurt? Well, this way everybody's going to get to play today.
Yeah.
Near side left hash mark, second down and 7. The Irish in the eye once again. The turn of the handoff. Right now, the ball pops loose right to an H tier side. Somebody had to put a helmet right on that football to pop it out like that. Nelson gets up. He got dinged up a little bit on that.
He got hit pretty hard, and he's coming up pretty slow. And I know certain mommy down there with her mommy. And my grandpa, I coughed in this match to watch
that will be the first fumble loss, first turnover today for the Irish. They put 3 on the ground. That's the first one they've lost. So the Titans get a break. They have it at the Sacred Heart 33. And a pass down the sideline. And it's picked off by the Irish. They take it right back, intended down the field there for J.J. McQueen, and the Irish Jeff Sutton gets the interception.
Carson Sells in under interception for the Irish, down around his own 5-yard line, though.
Carson Sells did a nice job there on the defense for Sacred Heart here. No return on the play. Throwing against what wind there is. It feels windy up here in the press box, but it doesn't. The corner of the flag is not blowing,
right.
So.
The American flag over there on the pole is just
goalposts.
Yep.
Flags are still, but feel a breeze up there. That might be all hot air blowing down there over there in the press box, too.
Yeah.
A bunch of them. Turn, toss the ball back, and run the ball to the right side this time. Who was that?
Stice?
Jack Stice on the carry. Couldn't even see it. No, 21. Okay, 21. That's what I didn't see. Jack Stice picks up short yardage on the play as the Irish take over at their own
2 yards on the line, second down and 12.
Their own 6-yard line.
Reich and Davis in on the stop for the Titans.
So now we come back to the Irish. Third of a dozen. Split 2 men to the left side, including Stice in the slot. Pistol, and the quarterback going to run it, come around James Brush with the left side. He says, you're not going to hit me, I'm going to take the sideline, and you can be frustrated because you can't hit me.
Yep, Worthy hit. Again, two or 3 yards away from him as Freshman slides out of bounds.
4-yard pickup, bringing up a 3rd down and 8 now for Sacred Heart. Again, a tremendous crowd have showed up here today.
Yeah.
Each to us. Pretty good group down here in the intersection. There are a lot of Irish fans here today. A little rain overnight didn't help. Some of the farmers got a little break today. Didn't have to be in the combine.
And it was a nice little rain.
3rd down and 8 for Sacred Heart. Oh, well, I'll get a running clock. That's a civilian clock going by. I didn't even realize that. Running clock here in the third quarter with the lead. And now back to pass to Freshel, and Freshel gets hit. Worthy got it. It's a safety. James had nowhere to go. A loss of 8 on the play, and that will be a safety, and it will put Titans on the board again. And we will take a 30-second break. Be back at Jake Brown Stadium on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Russ for Lincoln.
Welcome back to Jed Brown Stadium. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Falls City. C.J. Kintosh in Auburn or Weston in Falls City. All right, in the third quarter, with 7:38 left here, Aiden Worthy on the sack for a safety. All right, so it makes the score 52-8.
City Hart will be kicking this off. They have the option. They could put it. James Freshel will handle the kicking duties here, it looks like, this time around for the Irish. Ball will be teed up at the 15-yard line, and it's going to bounce down to the 20. And now they hand the ball back to McLean from Knutson, and he gets by one man. Takes it to the left side. The Irish are ripping the ball and getting it back. And McLean able to hang on to it. Okay, well, John Krause. I love the football.
Krause and Clayton Keithley in on the tackle there for the Irish.
So it'll be Titan ball at their own 35-yard line. Good job by J.J. McLean hanging on to that thing. So, again, I'm sorry, I didn't say it. It's a running clock here with the Irish up by 35 or more, so it's a running clock here in this second half. And now the Titans have the football, first and 10 of their own 35, clock down to 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Quarterback, Brant Leach. No, not Brant Leach, that's McLean. Handing the ball straight forward, carrying the football for the Titans. I believe it was Worthy. It was Aiden. He gets up off the pile. He'll be near safe or carefully to 39, a gain of about 4 on the play.
Bob Leonard in on the tackle for the Irish. He gains about a 3-yard gain.
Titans picked up now 40 yards on the ground in this ball game. Motion man right to left, Hunter Bowling. Tossing the ball, he runs the left side. He'll be into Sagan territory and forced out of bounds on the far side at around the Irish 37.5-yard line.
It's like Jack Stice ushered him out of bounds right around midfield. You see where they spotted at.
Oh, I think he got the spot I thought he was going to get. They spotted back the Irish 39-yard line.
Brings up third down for the Titans.
Pick up of a couple on the play. So third down, a long four for the Irish, 39-yard line. Knutson wide to the right, in the slot, Hunter Bowling. In the shotgun, the pistol set. I believe McNeely it is. McNeely drops, the sophomore looks, he loads it up, he fires up the field, and the Irish, well, face guarding and or interference.
Yeah.
Take your pick. On the Irish here, will give the Titans a first down.
Stice in on the coverage, and again, the ball is a little bit underthrown, and Stice just doing what he's supposed to do, but when the ball's underthrown, and the receiver can't come back and get it, it's a penalty against the Irish.
So the Irish will be giving up 15 here, and the ball's, as I said, just hung up in the air. The receiver stopped. Stice kept running. Jumped up in the air, waving his hand, which not really can't do. And he ran into the receiver. So now it's first down and 10. The ball at the Sayhart 25-yard line. Motion man is Worthy from the left to the right. McLean looking, being chased, up in the air for Knutson. And what a great catch by Knutson.
Man,
he had a guy face guarding him again. That was Self, and he was able to stop and get back, catch that football for a 25-yard touchdown reception. So the Titans are on the board at the 4:45 mark of this third quarter with the touchdown. Now they go for two. McLean under center. Well, excuse me, in the gun. He'll take the snap. Eden. Worthy in motion, takes the handoff. Elliott passes to Knutson, and now he's going to throw in the end zone for McNeely. Double reverse pass for the two-point conversion as the Titans hold it 52-14. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jack Brown Stadium. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. CJ Kintasha in Auburn or Weston in Falls City. With 4:45 left in the third quarter, the Titans get on the board again on a 24-yard pass from McQueen to Knutson. And for the two-point conversion, it was Knutson to McQueen, just the opposite. 52-16, Irish have the lead.
That's the old handoff toss flip play for the Titans.
A lot of action for the two-point. But, wow, yes, moving the ball around.
That Carson Sells back there, I believe it is, deep for the Irish. McNeely will kick the ball away. It's a bouncer toward the out-of-bounds mark, and it rolls out of bounds just inside the 10 for the Irish. They'll have an option here. Take it or make them kick it again. What do they want to do, Coach? Coach Joe Gould says, let's kick it again.
Yeah.
That is the first penalty I've written down today against H. Does that sound right to you? I don't recall any others.
You're right. I don't recall any either, but wow, that's impressive.
Yes. Irish are going to take the football.
Yep.
At their own 25-yard line. With 4:45 left in quarter number three, this is high school football on AM 1230 KTNC and 107 FM Falls City Humboldt. And we have the most disjointed play of the day going right now. Say Hart took the football. H-Stress didn't know it. Their defense did not really know that they were ready to go and play. Say Hart snapped at their lineman, looked up and saw there's nobody to block. And the play they ran right to where the defense, where most of them were standing. And the Irish lose two on the play. I don't know who had the ball. I'm sorry.
I think it was Stice, but I'm not
Stice,
sure.
I think about had to be. Yeah, he's still in there. Tailback. Now an option to the left side. Nice cut. Two of them by Jack Stice. And he's pushed out of bounds out across the 30-yard line here.
McQueen coming up from his safety position to shut him out of bounds. But again, nice run by Stice for about 7 yards.
Yes, they're bringing up third down and four. So he got eight on the play. The Titans were not ready for the play to be ran. And Say Hart, when they looked up, there was nobody there to block. They go, what are we supposed to do now? And the play ran right to where the defense was standing. Hot eyes set. Third down at about four. And straight ahead goes Stice. And he'll be out to the 35. He'll have the first down. He'll have him giving yardage to the 36-yard line. Before he got five on the play.
Looks like on the tackle is Dayton Eppins in now for the Titans, a sophomore 230-pound lineman.
First down, 10, St. Hart of their own 36. Clock moving to the 3-minute mark of this third quarter. Splitting wide to the near left side this time is, that can't be Logan Ockwell. Had the ball straight ahead, and once again, Stice on the carry out there. That wide man out there. Clayton Heathley, all right, there he is. Gain of about six, maybe seven on the play. Bring up second and three.
Hunter Bowling in on the tackle for the Titans. Brings up second down and about four.
Irish coming over the football. Quarterback is James Breschel. Stice at the eye, toss in the football. He runs the left side. Defender comes up on the force, and Stice able to run over a guy. And a late flag. Now, Stice went down 5 or 6 yards out of bounds. I agree.
Yes.
But the defender, they were just kind of going over there, and he tripped over him. I'm not going to blame the Titans for that one.
No.
Is it a penalty? Yeah, in the eye of the law, yes. Yeah. Was it deserved? Probably not. Stice did a good job getting up there to the 38-yard line.
Well, Rosas shoving him out of bounds.
And a 15-yard penalty. Now the ball is spotted at the 14. And now the quarterback keeps it around the left side and going into the touchdown on his bootleg, James Preschel, for the singular touchdown from 14 yards out. And the Irish extend that lead out now to 58-16. Now they're going to, not sure, they just put in a whole new offensive unit. All eight of them.
So all of your freshmen are in there now. Quincy Kelleher coming in. He'll be your quarterback.
Okay.
Big number 80 is your tight end on the right side.
He is. I see him.
All right. Roddy Nelson and the other freshman.
Put him in wide to the left, hand the ball straight forward, and going into the end zone is number 3, Rob Preschel, freshman, with a 2-point try, and the Irish hang 60 on the board. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Thomas Memorial Track and Field here in Falls City. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. CJ Kintashi in Auburn or Weston in Falls City. With a minute 56 left in the third quarter, a 14-yard run by your quarterback, James Preschel. Six plays, 55 yards, and your two-point conversion was put in by Rob Preschel. Make it 60-16 Irish.
All right, James Preschel to kick it away for the Irish. It's a low bouncer. Goes off the leg of a Titan, picked up by McNeil. He's got to throw, oh, he threw it forward.
Yep.
Flag going down. He completed the pass, and McNeil threw the ball forward. It was caught on the near side by Brant Leach, and that's going to mark the Titans back probably from where he, back inside the 10, I'm going to guess here.
Mueller's and Roddinghouse in on the tackle for the Irish. You know, you got to give the Titans some credit here. They're
trying
to have a little bit of fun.
Yeah,
doing things different.
I mean, this is not fun trail like this. They've been giving up a lot of points here lately. And they're hoping to slow down the Irish day, or they can't. So they'll start over with that penalty at their own 5-yard line. A minute 44 to go in the third. And we are going to have, I believe that's Leach in there, a quarterback in under center. Back, takes the handoff to Worthy. He rolls right. He loads. He's caught and thrown down to the end zone. And the ball was loose. And a touchdown, not a safety. The Irish end up on top of the football, recovered it with the Vaughn Leonard.
Vaughn Leonard recovers the touchdown in the end zone for the Irish.
So a fumble recovery by Vaughn Leonard. On the sack, H. Cheris with their third fumble of the day. They lost all three. And so you are now up 66-16. Now we trot in that other bunch of players here with the Irish.
Yeah. This is your freshman. All freshmen out there.
This is where we earn our money, Troy.
Well, 15 is Clayton Keithley. 18 is Quincy Kelleher.
Rob Preschel at one back, the Irish in a shotgun set, Gavin Clow in the backfield. Throw the ball, somebody got wide open. The ball is caught for two by Clayton Keithley. 68-16, Sacred Heart. We're back in 30 seconds. Flag two against HTRS.
Rough on the passer.
Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Fall City, Nebraska here with a minute 20 left in the third quarter. The Irish get on the board again on a fumble recovery in the end zone by Vaughn Leonard. All right. Let's see. And Kelleher threw the pass to Clayton Keithley for the two-point conversion. It makes it 68-16.
Ready to boot it away is James Freshel. And it's a low line drive, and the Titans, Knutson and McMillan just look at one another going, out. Nothing they can do about this. They just let the ball skip between them into the end zone, out of the end zone. And it'll be tight football at their own 15-yard line. So here we go. That was a touchdown for the Irish on that play. So now we'll do this and this. You folks at home can't see what I'm doing. Don't care. I'm trying to make my stat sheet resemble something I recognize later on what happened. Knutson splits wide to the right side of the field. Worthy on the left. McNeely in the backfield. Snap it. Give it to Worthy. He wants to throw it. He is hit as he intercepted by the Irish. It is wrong as he threw it.
Yeah.
And Will Ewers with the interception. Oh, my.
Wow. The ball is just falling away in almost every aspect of the game. And then Worthy gets hit from behind, and the ball goes 2 yards forward and falls into Will Ewers' hands.
How unfortunate. I mean, you got a feel for him now.
Yeah.
It's just can't, nothing going right. It's just, at this point, what do you do? The Irish, I think, will get a playoff here before the third quarter ends. They will have Quincy Kulliker at quarterback 13 seconds ago. He turns. He gives the ball off straight forward there to Henry Roddinghouse. And Henry has short yardage on the play, a yard, maybe two on the play. And that will end our third quarter, 68-16, Sagan Hart. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Boston superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Generations of family working together on the same piece of land. It's a tradition around here. On a farm or ranch, everyone has their chores to do. The whole family contributes. It's a hard life, but it's a good life, too. Agriculture is America's largest family business. We're proud to be a part of it. Together we grow. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Falls City and Stella.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
68-16, Sagan Hart leading Humboldt Table Rock Senior here with 12 minutes to go in the ball game. The running clock in effect here this second half. Irish football, I'm going to go grab a hot dog and a nacho and get to Troy Nelson.
All right, Irish break the level. Your freshman crew is out there. Kelleher gives to Gavin Clow on the right side, I think. Again, I'm not 100% on all these numbers, but yep, Gavin Clow taking the ball on the right side for maybe 1 yard gain. The ball is down on the 6 yard line of the Titans. All right.
Dayton Evans in there for the tackle.
Thomas Aiken bringing the play in from the sideline, along with Henry Roddinghouse.
Third down and 4 yards to go.
Looking for Nate September here. Yeah. Trying to get them all spotted up. There we go.
Giving them all off to Rob Freshel around the right side. Rob Freshel doing his best job that he can, and he's going to get forward for about 1 more yard. Brings up fourth and goal from about the 2 yard line now for the Irish.
Brogan Dunlop
Dunlap on the tackle, a freshman, along with Colt McCarron, a sophomore for HTRS there.
Evan Bailey and Gavin Cloud bringing the play in from the sideline. Clayton Keithley will be your tight end on the right. Quincy Kelliker under center. He's going to pitch to Gavin Cloud on the right side, and Gavin Cloud is going to get in for the touchdown. A 1 yard run by your freshman Gavin Clow. And I got to go to a new page on my booklet here. Wow.
74-16 with 10:37 to go in this ball game. Sacred Heart scores four play, 8 yard drive for the Irish. 2 point try, Kevin here.
Kelliker's going to give to Roddinghouse on the left side, and Roddinghouse gets in for the two-point conversion. All right, with 10:37 left here in the fourth quarter, you're listening to high school football on AM 1230, FM 107.1.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West of Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Falls City, Nebraska. This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. The 10:37 left in the fourth quarter, a 1 yard run by your freshman Gavin Clow makes a 4 play, 8 yard drive. Henry Roddinghouse goes in for the 2 point conversion, 76-16 Irish. All right, set the tee off now from the 30. I think this is Gavin Lechtenberg. Nope, Carson Sells kicks it off. And we got Avery Haley picking the ball up and moving forward. He's going to cross about the 35-yard line to 36.
Irish get the stop. Rallying that time, Carson Sells and Gavin Lechtenberg. The stop for Sacred Heart.
All right, so now the Titans take over, first and 10 on their own 30.
Let's put it down, they've got 37.
Now they get the ball from the Humboldt sideline. Get it out to about midfield. Yep, 37. One of your referees puts the ball down. Running clock here in the fourth quarter, 9:55 left. HTRS Titans break the huddle. McQueen under center. Got a man in motion. He's going to fake to Worthy, dropping back the pass. He's pump fakes it once, gets rid of it, and by four Irish defenders and falls incomplete.
Oh, just about. Get another interception was you. He got a little twisted around and had a very late flag. And when he went down, he landed right on top of the HTRS player. That had to hurt. Those HTRS players lay on the field, and the viewers landed on him.
Not for sure.
Nothing intentional, anything he could do about it.
Yep.
Sportsmanlike against the Titans after the play.
From the way where that flag was thrown, I guess one humble player was just talking too much, and the referee said enough.
Perhaps.
All right, so brings up first down and 25.
Yes.
Nope, second down at 25.
That was after the play.
After the play. After the play. So second down at 25 for the Titans. They got the ball on their own 22-yard line. All right, McQueen is your quarterback. Comes up under center.
McNeely.
In motion. Fake up the middle, dropping back the pass. He's got a little bit of time. Now he's going to run. Goes to the right side, cuts him back to the middle, goes to the left side. Got a couple guys to beat, and he breaks some arm tackles, and he's going to rumble into 10 to the goal line. Goes McNeely. J.J. McQueen.
McQueen. J.J. doing a nice job. He's a fast young man.
And about a 30-yard run?
No, a lot more than that. From his own 22, about 58 yards. 58-yard touchdown run for McQueen.
All right, Titans set up for the two-point conversion. McQueen is under center. Got one back in the backfield. Hand off, fake to him. Dropping back the pass. And he got a holding call there against, and he gets rid of it. And he's going to get tackled. Two-point conversion fail. The ball is intended for
Hunter Bowling. Hunter Bowling to it over. There was a hole that everybody in the stadium saw that time.
So the Titans fail on their two-point conversion. Makes it 76-22. Irish will send it back to the studio. You're listening to high school football on AM 1230 KTNC.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of cancer, and the five-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. It's a new reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jug Brown Stadium. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. With 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter, a 58-yard run by J.J. McQueen caps the two-play, 43-yard drive. Two-point conversion failed, 76-22, Irish. All right, the Titans set the kickoff from the 30-yard line. The kick is away. Sells is going to get it around his 12-yard line. He kind of bobbles a little bit and keeps it under control, and he squirts forward and crosses the 20-yard line. Brought down about the 21.
Bowling did the kicking off, and he also got in on the tackle along with Brennan Vaughn, another freshman that time, for the Titans.
All right, so a lot of freshmen getting some playing time now for both teams. You know, this is great for the freshmen because the Titans didn't have enough players out to do the JV game early in the year, so now that the JV Irish got to play, and now your freshmen are getting to play. So the Irish break the huddle. They're on their own 21-yard line. Right, Quincy Kelleher is your quarterback. He's pitching to Rob Freshel around the right side. Rob Freshel's got some running room. He crosses a 25, and he's pushed out of bounds.
Brogan Dunlop, again, on the tackle, knocking the Irish ball carrier out of bounds there. Bring up a second down and four.
Gavin Clow bringing the play in from Coach Bolts. Second down and four. Ball spotted around the 6-yard line. Kelleher under center, Clow, and then Rob Freshel. Rob Freshel dot in the eye, and he gets the pitch, and he cuts it back to the inside, and he's going to be stopped for about 1 yard gain.
Hey, what? Brogan Dunlap making the case for a coach. Maybe he ought to be playing anymore. He's getting a lot of tackles here late in this ballgame.
Henry Roddinghouse bringing the play in this time. Third down and two for the Irish. Your center for the Irish, I think, is Ethan Nedrip. Pitched to Rob Fresh at the left side, and he's met by two white jerseys and is going to be brought down in the backfield for a loss.
Brennan Vaughn got in there deep and stopped the ball carrier. Well behind the line, bringing up fourth down and seven for Shaky Hart now.
Caleb Kirkendall bringing the play in this time for the Irish. Well, nope, they're going to bring in the other punt team. So, mass substitutions here. This is like your hockey line switch. All eight of them, I think, probably, maybe not eight, but six at least switched there for the punt team. So, fourth down and six for the Irish. Ball spotted on their own 24. Running clock here in the fourth quarter. 6:25 left. Dropping back to punt is James Freshel. Snap is high over his head, and it's going to bounce into the end zone, and James Quinn tries to pick it up. Now he does. He runs it out, and he passes it, and it's complete. Wow. Clayton Keithley catches it around the 20-yard line. But turnover on down.
Well,
but, wow.
That's about the best you could hope for. You know what? He could punt it.
Yeah.
You're going to leave the yard on the pass play, but that's a lot better than giving up a safety or a touchdown.
Right.
Irish.
And you talk about some heads-up play there. James Treschel, passing it to Clayton Keithley. All right, but again, turnover on down. So the Titans take over here, first and 10 on the Irish 20-yard line, 5:33 left here in the fourth, running clock. Shotgun formation is McQueen, dropping back to pass. He's got a man open across the middle. He lofts it up there, out of bounds. Not wide enough field, but Worthy doing a great job of hand-eye coordination. All right. But again, the Irish had that play covered pretty tight, and again, that ball hung up there a long time.
I think this is mostly HTRS.
Still the starters?
Not all starters, but a lot of them. Other quarterbacks out of the first team are still in there.
Yep. McQueen lets it go across the middle to Worthy, and it's going to fall incomplete. All right, at the goal line, ball falls incomplete, intended for Aiden Worthy.
Carson Sells on the coverage that time for Saban Hart. 4.5 players, clock winding here in quarter number four. Later tonight, Fall City Tigers will be hosting the Lincoln Christian Crusaders here at Jake Brown Stadium. We'll have that game for you later on KTNC tonight. Here now, 76-22, the Irish with the lead.
Third and 10, Titans. McQueen in the shotgun formation. Worthy slot back to his right. Oh, it's a direct snap to Worthy. Worthy stops back to pass now. Ball's going to fall short and then almost intercepted by the Irish. Intended for Hunter Bowling.
Almost caught there.
Yes.
Saul's broken up and just about caught then by the Titans by Hunter Bowling, who didn't give up on the play.
All right, fourth and 10 for the HTRS Titans on the Irish 20-yard line. Again, running clock here in the fourth quarter with 3:40 now. Titans break the huddle. Again, the Queen is staying in at quarterback. These are the triplets to the right. Shotgun formation. Snap is away. McQueen moves to his right. Now he's got plenty of time. Now he's got his happy feet. He's shooting out to his right, and he's got running room. Oh, the ball is off. Yeah.
Can't do that.
Illegal block. That play is going to be called back. Because it is a touchdown right now by McQueen.
Well.
But it's going to be called back.
One of the receivers, you got three flags. One of the receivers cracked back on the Irish defender and just blew him up. And they have outlawed that for a reason.
Yep, and that there is a good reason to outlaw it.
Simply, that is the fifth 15-yard penalty against the Titans during the second half. We've got quite a conversation over there amongst the shirts here. Hey, Troy, while they're doing it, let me remind everybody about this. You know, this week, the NSAA official appreciation week, down through October 2nd, tomorrow. Intense scrutiny of officials and the looming official shortage. It's important to share your appreciation and respect for the men and women who give their time to our student athletes so they can participate in these games. The NSAA and member schools, anyone wanting to show their appreciation for officials, can use the NSAA Respect the Rep on social media and tag at NSAA Home on Twitter. Share what they do to show respect for the referees.
All right, so that is the illegal block against the Titans.
The Irish ended up with that football, Troy.
Yeah, because it was fourth down.
Well, okay.
But they got it anyway. But it looked like the ball went into the end zone.
I think they stole it down in the end zone.
Because as we were trying to figure out what the heck was going on, one of the Irish guys came out of the end zone with the ball. But anyway, turnover on downs. The Irish have the ball first and 10 from their own 15-yard line. And again, we got a lot of freshmen out now for the Irish. 3 minutes left in this game, running clock. You got number 80 on the far left, Connor Nelson for the tight end. Kelliker under center. Gavin Clow, your fullback, gives to Rob Freshall on the left side, and he's going to get maybe back to the line of scrimmage.
Not much there that time. Defensively coming up, Marcus Petrovsky on the tackle. And once again, Brogan Dunlop.
All right, second down and 10 for the Irish on the ball on their own 15-yard line.
Titans shuffling in the players again. They don't have a huge squad. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think I see 8 players over there suited up that aren't in the game. So 16 players suited. They don't have very deep to go in this ball game.
Kelleher under center, Rodinghouse in Freshel, gives to Rob Freshel on the left side, and he's going to move her forward for about 3 yards. There's not a lot of 122-pound Rob Freshel, freshman there, moving the ball on the left side.
Tackle by a host. Gain of about five on the play, and there was pretty much everybody in a white shirt got in there on that tackle, including Dayton Heppens for the Titans, along with Brendan Bond.
All right, again, running clock here. Minute 42 left in this game. Irish break the huddle. Ethan Medenrip is your center. Kelleher under center. Looks like we got Freshel and Clow in the eye. Clow, as soon as he got the ball from Kelleher, there was a white jersey that wrapped him up and threw him back.
Colt McLarnon, 195-pound sophomore, said, we're going to stop right here.
All right, so a loss on the play brings up fourth down for the Irish. Again, running clock. We're down to 1 minute here. And the Irish are going to bring in their punt team now, so the freshmen will come off the field.
This is not the number one punt team either. You know, this is the second.
Yeah, this is your
unit guys. You need a little practice after that last one.
Yeah. So I think Will Ewers is your long snapper. James Freshel is your punter. He's going to set up around the 12-yard line. There's a good snap. Punt is away. It's going to be a high punt. It's going to land short, but take an Irish bounce to the 30. And Titans trade carry. He jumped on the ball as it's running down the Irish field, and I don't know if you're supposed to do that, but he got away with it.
No, you leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Don't touch the clock. I don't know if the Titans are going to get in our playoff or not. We're down to the final 18 seconds of this ball game. See if they get one more play ran off or not. We've got the markers set on the far side yet. They're over the football. McQueen on the count.
Bowling does it, well, kind of in motion. Now Worthy's in motion. He gave this to Worthy. In the round pass, again, trying to do a little razzle-dazzle, but the Irish do a great job as James Freshel comes up and hits with the last tackle in on this game. And that's your ball game here at Jed Brown Stadium. The Irish win 76-22. You've been listening to high school football on KTNC AM. 30 or FM 107.1.
Vin's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Vin's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Vin's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hey, all you volleyballers out there. This is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Lady Tiger Volleyball Squad. Congratulations goes out to Coach Haynes and seniors Chase Nolte, Josie Riggs, and Lindsay McNeely. Great work on your 14-3 start, and best of luck the rest of the season from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the triple play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jed Brown Stadium, where the Irish win 76-22 this afternoon over the HTRS Titans. Wrapping up our post-game numbers today, our report brought to you by Albert Richard Motor Company in Falls City since 1951. More than you expected for less than you imagined it. 307 West 15th, your Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Troy, you've got to look at the scoring from the second half of our ball game.
Yes, from the second half. So starting at halftime, it's 52-6 to Irish. So coming out of half, Aiden Worthy gets a sack in the end zone for a safety for the Titans with 7:38 left to make it 52-8. And then the Titans, McQueen throws a 24-yard pass to Knutson with 3:24 left in the third. And then for the two-point conversion, it was just a flip-flop. Knutson passed to McQueen, 52-16. In the third quarter, James Freshel had a 14-yard run with a minute 56 left, six plays, 55 yards. Rob Freshel put in the two-point conversion to make it 60-16. With a minute 20 left in the third, Vaughn Leonard got a fumble recovery in the end zone for the Irish. And Carricker passed the ball to Clayton Keithley to make it 68-16 Irish. In the fourth quarter, freshman Gavin Clow made a one-yard run, capped four plays, eight-yard drive, and freshman Henry Rattinghouse put the two-point conversion in to make it 76-16. And then with 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter, a 58-yard run by the Titan quarterback J.J. McQueen, two plays, 43 yards, two-point conversion fail. Your final, the Irish 76 and the Titans 22.
The varsity numbers today in this ball game for the Irish: Jacob Jordan, big day, 9 carries, 155 on the ground, 3 touchdowns. He also threw for a touchdown, 2 of 7, 47 yards otherwise. It was Evan Keithley, 4 carries, 49 yards and a touchdown. And Ryan Nelson, 24 yards on 7 carries in the ball game. 35-yard catch and a touchdown for Jake Freshel in the ballgame for HTRS. In the ballgame, they were able to throw the ball today for 66 yards, and pretty good day for J.J. McQueen. Went and played a lot of quarterback in the second half, made some nice long runs there, and some plays that broke down were supposed to be passes, but they ended up him running the football, so he had a nice day, as it would end up, but a tough day for the Titans all the way around, 76-22. Final score in the ball game this afternoon. The Titans now 2-4 on the year. They've lost 4-0 after a 2-0 start. While Sayhart wins their fifth in a row, they are now 5-1 on the season. Troy, I was hoping. I thought this might be a little closer game than this. I had a feeling the Irish would probably win. But
right.
Boy, the offense was good the first half. The Titans just couldn't get them stopped.
Right, and again, a lot of everything going the Irish way. And again, you talked about that bad snap with back in the second quarter, and the ball bounced right back up into Jacob Jordan's hands and ran it in. But a lot of things went their way, and a lot of things didn't go the Titans' way.
Yeah, certainly that was the case of the ball game. So that's going to wrap it up here this afternoon. 76-22, the Irish pick up the win. And a reminder, we'll be back here tonight on KTNC. It will be the Falls City Tigers taking on the Lincoln Christian Crusaders this evening. That game will kick off at 7 o'clock. Airtime is 6:30. We'll start with the Crusade State College coach, show with Coach Casey Freehand, and start there, the Tigers and the Crusaders tonight on KTNC. So for Troy Nelson, our studio engineer, Aaron Luzon, John Nixon, saying good afternoon, everybody.